Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Creator Spotlight, the interview portion of the Spotlight, and we have joining with us, well, I, of course, am Steven Jensen with Jeremy Lambert, as always, but we have another guest that you've seen many times on the show. Is this the fifth appearance?
Five time.
Dylon. Because he spits hot fire. We are here with Jumpin' Johnny Mosley, a.k.a. Mose. Welcome back to the show, man. Thanks for joining us.
Man, always a pleasure to see you guys.
Mose is basically the third member of the Spotlight at this point. Like, we need to,
like,
to
just get him. Our occasional third mic is in Mose's base.
I'll just
take Trek over to Jensen and start joining y'all.
Hey, you're more than welcome to. You're welcome on the show anytime. You know that. We appreciate you joining us. Unfortunately, it's kind of sad time to join us this week. The referee Sean O'Brien passed away, and you know him very well, and the wrestling community, the independent wrestling community, has come together over the last week to share tributes and everything. And I know you're actually there now for his viewing and his funeral, but just overall thoughts on Sean and just remembering Sean.
Very tough day, very tough. Last week he passed on St. Paddy's Day last Friday. From now on, that'll be Sean Patrick Day to anyone that knew him. Great human, great wrestler, ref, I should say, great wrestling in the great wrestling community. We don't have many people in this community like Sean. Never complained, always down for whatever you needed. Happy for everyone else. Like, referees, one of those jobs like what I do, where it's easy to forget about us. Obviously it's all about the wrestlers, like the performers, the ones risking their lives, right? Like, that's who we should talk about. But, you know, for all the work we put in, it means a lot when someone tells you, you know, like, I appreciate what you do. And Sean was that guy we were talking about today. Like, it didn't matter what you did. He was going to get a message to you. Like, you had a podcast, if you had, you know, you wrote a review, he's going to see it. He's going to read it, listen, watch, whatever. And he's going to send you a DM saying, like, bro, that was dope. Like, so, and then on top of that, bro, it's not a, you know, he's a great person and he's a great ref. Like, legit, one of the best deathmatch wrestlers on this planet is gone. One that protected the boys, always had an eye out. I mean, that's a job where it's being a ref already is tough. And then you've got all this glass and all this. Like, I know Tank wrote a little story up about how, you know, he was rolling out of the ring one night and Sean stepped out a light tube that Tank didn't see that would have really, you know, cut his arm up bad. So it's those little things, man, that, like, you know, the fans at home may not see. It's that kind of movie magic in a way that the refs and everybody looks out for. And that's something that He did. He loved it. He loved being a ref. He loved being at shows. Such a social guy, a great singer, great father. Like, it's just, I said it when we opened up TWE last Saturday. Like, we had a show Saturday night, right after he passed, and I was thankful for it, because it took my mind off of it. But, you know, me and Dylan Hells opened the show up talking about Sean, and a hole in this world is missing. Not wrestling, not, you know, music, not this world. Like, last Saturday was a little less bright. I was lucky enough to see him, you know, the Saturday previous. He was in town, of course, reffing for ICW in Chattanooga. And we went out on Saturday night, man, and closed the bar down, and he sang karaoke. And, you know, the last thing we said to each other was, we always, man, he'll give you a big hug. He told you he loved you. And he'd say until next time, or, you know, we were supposed to see him at Pawcade, next month on 415, which now half the money to go to Sean. And, so it's hard, man. It was great to see. I waited, you know, probably a half hour to 45 minutes in a line of people just to, you know, see him one more time and just kind of let his mom know, you know, your son. I know you know how great your son was raised him, but so many people across the world. You know, there are deathmatch fans across the world that have seen Sean. There's nothing, you know, I'm not gonna say a word about Sean. The best of us is gone. That's what I told his mom today. I meant that, like, the best of us is gone. I pray 100 others for one, for real.
More audio issues. Mo's is in you're in an Airbnb, I think, right?
I mean, I'm in Airbnb. Louisville.
Yeah, it's going a little in and out, but, like, the good thing is, like, by your lips, I can tell everything you're saying. But something you were mentioning there that I'm glad you brought up. You brought up Dylan Hales, and I wanted to bring up one of his tweets that really stuck with me that I saw. That he posted the night that, you know, everyone was, you know, the news was out there, so, you know, everyone was the kind of the outpouring of all the thoughts and everything, and I saw Dylan tweet something to the effect of that SPO was like a litmus test. And, like, what he meant by that, and I thought this was, like, really a cool way of looking at something. He basically said that if somebody else came up to him with a problem about SPO, he'd be like, there's something up with this guy. Yep. 'Cause, like, there'd be no reason for people to be trash talking Sean Patrick O'Brien, you know what I mean? Or Man Bun is, I knew him first in Man Bun, actually. That was the first. Yeah. So, like, and that's what really bums me out is I've seen him in person many times. I've seen him hundreds of times on my TV through, you know, all the IWTV and stuff that I watch. I mean, and I wish I would have got to know him.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
On, like, a personal level, And I wish I would have gotten the chance to interview him. And especially after I didn't know so much about like his singing until more recently. And all he seemed like such a good dude, and he had a great voice, dude. I was listening to him sing, and I was like, this is like really, I didn't expect this at all. You know, I mean, just, so I guess if you can speak any more towards like, what like Dylan was saying about him kind of being a litmus test of like, if you had an issue with SPO, like there was something probably up with you.
Yeah. The only person I know that, kind of, I know he doesn't ingest, but Mouse, the only person that's going to say a bad thing about Sean is Mouse, and it's all in good fun. That's that thing of like in the Midwest, it's that they would boo him a lot, but it came like that was a bit in a sense. You know what I mean? Like they loved him, but he would get booed, and you know, they boo him. We were at Pawcade last year doing commentary and they're booing him. And I'm just like, you know, he comes down to Tennessee, we cheer him. What are y'all doing? Like, you know, he stayed with us after our show in October of last year. He stayed at the KOBK B&B. And I told him, I said, bro, you got cheered tonight. And he looked at me, he's like, yo, that was tight. Like, but yeah, man, he never complained, bro. The thing about Sean, you're going to see a lot of workers say this. They were saying it tonight or today at the viewing was, you know, after every match, it doesn't matter what went wrong, what went right. He was always like, yo, that was dope. Like, he just loved being in that ring, loved being a part of it. Being the third man's tough. It's a thankless job. It's an important job. And he did it so well. And he was just like, you're saying, it was a fun dude, bro. Jensen, like, I've talked to you more just personally than Jeremy, but like, you would have loved it. Like, he would have fit in so well, like just kicking back, having a couple beers, you know, talking about music. He said, great singer. Go, if anyone hasn't, please search out his Twitter, official SPO 502. Watch some of his clips of him singing, you know, like that was his first love. He was in a couple of kind of like R&B, you know, bands and like groups. And that was his first love, was singing. And then he got into wrestling, and you just saw like, no matter what, he's a performer. He did it. He did everything so well. And then you're going to go to going to go out that night and have a few and like, just talk about just dumb music stuff. And man, like, that's what's been so weird this week is like, no, I don't have a DM from him. Just like, you know what I mean? Like, there's usually a DM talking about something, whether it's like, oh, I listened to your commentary. It was tight. It was dope. It was, you know, or it's, you know, check this out. Like, it's just something that I just miss. I'm already missing that positivity. Back when I was doing interviews and writing in Nashville, I interviewed him. And like you're saying, I expected to talk a lot about wrestling. And we just talked about music, I think, for like an hour. He was telling stories about like Jelly Roll and Lil White and all these guys back in the day. And I know he performed Tennessee on a couple shows with like, young Jack Harlow. Like, he was on a couple shows with Jack Harlow before he blew up, Bryson Tiller. Like, he's telling me stories about these guys, man, you know. And it's like, he got gone at 34. It's too soon. But like, in those 34, man, those 34 years, he touched so many lives and got to experience so much life. And now his little girl, you know, JJ's, she's going to grow up, man. She's real young now, but she's going to grow up and see how much her dad meant to so many people, just everybody. Yeah. Dylan was right. I'm not even, you know, BSing you. I cannot think of one time anyone ever was like, you know, in a, you know, this or that about Sean. And in this business, that happens every night. Someone's mad at someone. Yeah,
right.
Never Sean. Never.
Did he ever wrestle at all? Because they're like, obviously, like a lot of the refs, like they'll train and stuff, but I don't recall ever seeing him wrestle. Or do you know like what kind of his because you know, on a personal level, like his like passion, like for refereeing as well, you know?
Yeah, no, he I think he had a few spots. Like, I know in, you know, some Midwest shows, he's had like, I want to say some Rumble spots, but like, he loved being that third man. He loved being that ref. He loved protecting you. He loved, you know, just when a match went well. But at the same time, you know, things went off the rails, which they do. And people were upset in the back about, you know, this didn't work, that didn't work. There'd be Sean going, well, yeah, but this did work. Like, this was dope. Like, this was cool. Like, this. So, and that's going to be missed. Like, more importantly, you know, the human but he really is. Like, I can't stress how important it is to have that kind of voice in those moments of just positivity, you know, positive vibes. That's one of it. You know, you're seeing people on Twitter all the time this last couple weeks saying, you know, positive vibes only. And just, that's who he was, bro. He just, he was so social and just loved life. And like, I miss him, man. It's that thing already. Like, we just lost him, and I already miss him so much. And that's what we're again talking about today. Like, you know, when does that happen, when you're kind of, you miss someone the second they're gone? And that's how it was with him, with everybody, bro. Like, shedding tears today. I was shedding tears with anyone, you know, so many names that you've seen on your television or whatever, like, hurting right now. So yeah, keep him, keep SPO's family in your thoughts, man, because it's not the same. Like, it's just not going to be the same without him, like, as a human, day-to-day life or in this business, man. It's not.
Yeah, and I saw like a ton of companies have like already been doing, like, they're opening their shows with like a tribute. I thought, yep, ICW and HB did a really great job with the Monto opening the show with the whole locker room out there and stuff, and everyone's been doing a great job. You know, it's been cool. It's wrestling, and it always hurts. It hits deep because we are a family, like, especially if you're like kind of locked in on like the indie scene, especially.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, it's a pretty tight-knit family. Like, you see a lot of the same fans at a lot of the shows, a lot of the same wrestlers, a lot of the same places. And, yep. Like I said, yeah, even though I didn't know SPO on a personal level, so many people like you that I know really well, the things that you are saying, it's like, it's all across the board. Everyone just loved the guy. So it's a real bummer, man.
He did. He, man, it was just always positive, always, like, even when Mouse would give him, you know, oh, he's just like, you don't mean that. You love me.
I feel like it's a rite of passage to get buried by Mount. He's a young kid. Sure. Like, yeah, he buries his own daughter all the time. And then once you talk to him, he's like, no, she's the absolute
best. I'll put her over. Yeah, I'll put her over right now. There you go.
It's a rite of passage to be buried by Mount. So I think the people he likes the most is the people he buries the most.
Yes, he had that shovel ready for SPO all the time. But I can tell you after today, man, Mouse can never say Sean wasn't a draw after a day. Like, he can't. He stayed with us, bro. He reffed three out of our four shows for KOBK. It's just like our next show we're gonna name after him in a sense that, you know, we're gonna call it We In Here. Mm-hmm. It is, man. It's like, it's a lot.
And you're using that now too, right? That line we in here.
Yeah. I open up all the shows on commentary now, man. I'm gonna open up with that one. Cause it was, bro. It's that thing of like, you know, that first KOBK show, he came down with Mo with Hooffoot. And I got he took the selfie with me and I got the we in here and I like, you know, a busy, stressful day, had so much shit fall apart that day. And like, you know, I see that on Twitter and I'm just like, I got the SPO we in here picture. Like I made it.
Everybody can to support the family of Sean Patrick O'Brien. The link is below here in the description. The link to the essentially the GoFundMe. It's the memorial crowdfunding. The link is below. Everyone go do that. And I did not know him, but I saw Jensen has gotten me very much into independent wrestling over the past year since we started doing this show, and I've followed a lot more. And like I saw all of the posts when it all happened. I was like, oh, this person posted this person. I was like, hey, this guy clearly meant a lot to everybody. And so that touched me. And then anytime I hear one, somebody so young, two, somebody who was a father that young, it means a little bit more of just like, man, I feel for the kid as well. Because growing up without a dad or dad passing that young, it's going to be tough. So anything you can do to support the family, please do that. If you're listening or watching this right now, and again, the link is below in the description.
Yeah,
there you go. Yes. Before we let you go, we'll try to change gears quickly here. Big weekend coming up in the world of independent wrestling. Collective weekend, WrestleMania weekend, a lot of independent shows happening. What are some matches to you that have been announced? You're like, all right, this one's going to stand out. Maybe some wrestlers who have a bunch of bookings. So it's like, this guy's going to really stand out. Like, what are you looking forward to coming up for WrestleMania weekend and the independent scene?
The number one thing, and I don't think anyone will be shocked to hear this, I am fired up for Spring Break. That's the show. If I can only watch one show, I'm watching Spring Break. I know Janela's always got, you know, it's going to be dumb. In a great way. I'm excited for Jordan Oliver. I think he's going to have, you know, Jordan has been that guy for a minute. But I think we're getting closer to him kind of, I don't want to say hitting that, like he's already in that next level, but I guess from a fan perspective of he's always been here. I think they're going to realize he's actually kind of up here in a way. Jordan's going to kill it. I'm very excited. I mean, huge Jordan Oliver guy. I love him. I'm excited for Cody Rhodes. I know.
yeah.
Hear that. I don't watch WWE a ton anymore, but they got me, bro. I'm in on Cody and I'm in on Sammy and Kevin Owens. Like, though, honestly, like I'm usually such an indie guy, as you know, but like those two matches are really high up there for me. I'm probably going to watch both nights of WrestleMania this year. And like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really do that. I tuned in this past month. I saw the promo, you know, him and Roman, like they got me, guys. I'm in.
Oh, yeah, everybody is now like they've heard me and Jensen, because this will air after our actual show. They've heard me and Jensen, specifically Jensen, talk about 40 minutes just praising Cody Rhodes. And yep. Everybody's like, please don't do any more Cody Rhodes talk, please.
I'm sorry.
No, dude, it's all good. He not only made Bloodline look like a bitch, he individually made Roman look like a bitch, and then made Solo look like a real big bitch. Right. So like he really, dude, he's out here just, he's cooking. Cody's got this. There's no way he loses at WrestleMania. It's over before it started, baby. Let's go.
No, you're right. And Jensen can speak on this. Normally Cody's a little bit of a sore subject. One of the only times me and Jensen have ever disagreed was over who would real fight between Eddie Kingston Eddie Kingston or Cody Rhodes, and I'm on one end of the line. I go, I don't think that's much of a fight. And Jensen's like, yeah, man, me either. Like Cody's got this, and I brought my. I'm like, excuse me.
We had a heated discussion about this. It was on a show that I think was initially it was an MMA show that we were doing, and we wound up going this whole tirade against each other on my explanation of how Cody's amateur wrestling would easily defeat, you know, Eddie Kingston, but Mose has, you know, the street fighting of Kingston and like his toughness and his actual training background and stuff. So We've had this actual conversation.
Bro, it went off air. Like, that conversation went on for so long. So, like, for me, Cody's got me. Don't you worry, Jensen. I'm back in. Let's go.
Do I need to be the tiebreaker?
By the way, if anything.
Oh, please. Yeah. Well, yeah. What do you think, Jeremy?
Should I be the tiebreaker here? Oh, man. Oh.
Real fight.
Yeah, shoot fight.
No rules, no time limits. Cardio has to be taken into account big time.
Listen to him right now. He's saying all these rules like it's going to help Cody. Like, I love this man.
I could just troll everybody and say Cody, specifically my wife. I think street fight, you got to go with the guy who's been there in the street fight. And that's Eddie Kingston.
That's all I'm saying.
Like, yeah, that. I got to lean toward. I understand Jensen's point of like Cody just might take him down and just smother him.
That's my whole thing.
Choke him out. Yeah. Man, somebody right who's there. Just like been double, in an actual double, street fight.
Double like takedown. If he can't get off of his back, that's a big problem.
Do you think of using that in a street fight though? Like that.
Yeah, if you don't want to get hit in the head. If you don't want to get hit in the head, you do. Yeah.
When it just comes to like when it's street fight, it's so quick.
Look, Eddie's got a mean spinning back fist. Like, I get it. Listen, I understand. Like, I don't think Cody would want to necessarily trade hands, but I think Cody can hold his own on the feet as well. But
what's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You know, this is such a hypothetical.
I love it.
This is the first question we're asking Cody Rhodes when we finally do the big Rhodes interview on the spotlight. We're going to ask him, can you beat Eddie Kingston in a street fight?
He's going to go, yes.
Yeah. He's 100% going to say yes. It's going to roll. It's going to be great. A great story out of that. Mose, we appreciate you.
One more thing real quick before we go. I know we had a wrap up on time. I needed to bring this up. I want to give you credit for this as well, Mose. So another thing that we you just reminded me, another thing that we had not necessarily argued about before behind the scenes, people don't understand. Me and Mose have had hours and hours and hours of like Skype calls over stuff over the years. So like that's totally off the record. And you were one of the people real early on that was like, Masha Slamovich beating dudes is what's up. Like, she should be getting pushed to the moon as the champion everywhere. Doesn't matter who she's wrestling. And my thing was never against that. My thing was like, I don't know if we're ready for it. Like, with like MMA, we're not used to seeing.
I remember this.
Right. But I've never been against intergender wrestling. I've never been against it, but I didn't know how good Masha was, how fast she got as good as she was. And it's not just her. There's plenty of other women that are absolutely killing it right now. But the reason I obviously bring up Masha is because she just became the Game Changer Wrestling World Champion. And I was calling for it on this show. I was saying, if it was me, I'd put the belt on Masha. I'd have her beat Gabe. That's how great I think Masha is. And you were one of the people that saw that really early on, thinking like, she's going to break a lot of gender barriers here and become like a really, really big star, kind of regardless of, you know, the stigma of maybe being a woman in wrestling. So I wanted to put that out there that you were really, really early on into that.
Yeah, it's just she's a star, also a great person. Been thankful to hang out with her because of obviously or I would say she's the better half, her lesser half in in MLW television superstar Akira. Shout out Akira. Yeah. But yeah, no, I do, man. She is, man. You get it. Like, she's a star. You can put her in there with anybody, any size, anything, and she's gonna go. So yeah, shout out Masha, bro. For real.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We just talked about that match on the spotlight. There's a callback to a segment we've not recorded yet.
See?
Yeah, it's so funny how that works out like that. Yes.
Have you ever gone to Sonic with Masha Slamovich?
No, I did take my wife took Masha Slamovich to one of the best Thai restaurants in Chattanooga, Tennessee, though, SCI weekend. That did happen. And she cussed a lot in Russian because she was having like a really weird day. Like, it's a long story. She had stuff going on with her car up there. She was down here. Akira was somewhere else. So like we're having this nice lunch at this nice Thai restaurant with people kind of around us. And Masha's going in and out of like yelling on the phone in Russian and then kind of like back to us and then back. It was like one of those weird moments again, you look back on and I'm just like, I remember her walking away. And like she had walked away to, and I looked at Haley and I was like, bro, I don't want Masha ever yelling at me in Russian. That's terrifying.
It's funny because she's so sorry, I was gonna say she's so terrifying on screen, but like, you know, pulling the curtain back a little bit, I won't get into specifics, but I was lucky enough to hang out a little bit with Masha Slamovich, Nick Gage, Cassidy Haynes at the last GCW show in Atlanta, and she just super cool. Like, it was like after I met her in person, I was even more like, push her, like make her the person. Like, I love that GCW's went all the way with her. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, super smart. What did I say? Well, you guys asked me that maybe the last time or maybe two times ago. You said, who's going to be the one to maybe take that strap off Gage? And I said it was Jordan. But I could not agree more. When she won that night, which I believe that might have been the night that Sean passed. I believe it was
the 17th. Yeah.
So we needed that. Like, honestly, like, we were heartbroken and gutted, and we still are. But like, seeing a good person, great wrestler, have that moment in Masha, like, it was needed. Like, in a weird way, the universe, you know, helped us out right there. Shout out Masha one more time. Love you,
Mose. We appreciate you joining us. Let everybody know where they can follow you at and support you at.
Please follow me at Mose KOBK on Twitter. I also have Instagram, but I just post my movies I watch on there, so you don't have to worry about that. Mose KOBK. And like I said, please, anyone that didn't, loved, whatever about Sean, go to his Twitter at official SPO502. You know, share some things, watch, just appreciate, you know, the guy we had, the person we had in Sean Patrick O'Brien. Love you, bro, forever.
Mose, thank you again for joining us again, guys. You can support Mose. The links are below. You can also support Sean, support his family. The link to donate is below. We'll have Sean's Twitter below as well if anybody wants to go there and check out the singing videos and all that fun stuff. Share some memories of Sean if you knew him as well. Mose, thank you again for joining us. I'm sure we'll talk to you like next month or something. You'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'll see you in Atlanta on 4/21. So hell yeah, in about a month.
The official third member of the Spotlight, Mose. We appreciate it. Guys, we'll be right back here on
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.